thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And we here in Illinois are probably curious because once a year, the U.S. News and World Report has a ranking of the best states for the year.
Did we make the top 50 this year? It wouldn't shock me if we came in 53rd out of 50 this year.
There's a lot of stuff going wrong in Illinois, isn't there?
Yeah, there's some stuff going right, but there's a lot of stuff going wrong.
So why do we live here? It's too hard to pick up and move?
You know, it's the weirdest thing. Don't you love it here? Is there anywhere you'd rather live in the United States than here?
Well, that's what people ask me a lot, and then I think maybe California would be fun, but then I'd get sick of that. San Francisco would be nice.
There's places where you go, I could live there for a little while, but like for longevity.
But that's because we know this is home.
No, I know. But I've been to a couple places where I go, I could last here for 6 months or for a year.
You love Maine. Would you like to live there?
No. And I love
really?
It there. Yeah.
That surprises me. All right. Well, we are going to talk to the assistant managing editor of the Best States Ranking from U.S. News and World Report's inaugural 2017 Best States Ranking. On the line with us right now is Mark Silva. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. We were just, I was going to say commiserating, but we're not really. I mean, we live in Illinois. I think I like it just because I can never cut the apron strings, and I'm here, so I'm here forever.
It's flawed, though. We know that it's flawed, but we still love it, Mark.
Well, of course, every place is flawed. I mean, home wouldn't be home if it weren't flawed in some way, right?
Yeah.
Now, how do you do the statistics here? How do you determine what is the best state for 2017?
Well, we looked at seven broad measures: healthcare, education, government administration, infrastructure. It's everything from roads to the internet, the economy, opportunity for all citizens. Is everyone sharing in the wealth? Crime and corrections, public safety. And behind those seven categories, there are 68 individual metrics. And it's mostly publicly available data, the freshest and latest from government and university sources. It's very objective. And we also conducted a survey which asked people nationally what really matters to them about state services, and they said education and healthcare the most. So there's a little more weighting in the rankings toward the education and healthcare metrics. Tens of thousands of data points behind all of this, literally demographic and all kinds of breakdowns, and that we have a great interactive tool. You can spend all day comparing everything under the sun and generate little charts and share them on social media. It's great.
So, Mark, I'm guessing for our state, being that we've gone
we're dead last,
a
I'm
year
sure.
and a half without a budget, being that our we've got some serious crime problems in the city of Chicago, those are things that are going to certainly work against us, aren't they?
Well, let's start at the bottom. Let's start with government administration. The state ranked 47 in this comparison, and that's on various measures of government integrity. The process is in place to make sure that everything's up and up. Transparency, integrity of the finances, the balanced budget, pension fund, all that sort of thing. So a rather low ranking in government administration. Now, I can also flip to a rosier number, which is 19, and that's in the area of opportunity. Is there shared opportunity for most people in the state? That looks at gender parity. Do women have opportunities for leadership and management roles like men, pay? What is the racial disparity in education, in educational attainment, and employment and income, that sort of thing? 19, above average.
That's not bad.
No, that's good. That's so then there are some other numbers across the board that are, healthcare, 20, not bad, above average in healthcare. Pardon me, I had that backwards. Please excuse me.
It's
32 in healthcare, 20 in education. It's the education figure that's actually higher.
And which so surprises me because it seems like we have a lot of education issues.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's right. And these are comparative numbers, which means that, 19 other states are showing better results in education. And that's both higher ed and public education, both. It's mixed, it's split between those two. So, everything is comparative. The other news is there's, 30 people not performing as well as Illinois or 30 states. And then just kind of scrolling through it, I mentioned 32 for healthcare. 10 for infrastructure. Your roads and bridges and internet are better than most places, believe it or not.
That's good news.
But look at all the potholes we battle on a regular basis.
But that's in the city.
I guess,
if you look statewide, we're probably not that bad, but in the city, we're horrible.
All right, good point.
These are statewide averages, and again, they compare with other states, and so other states have road problems too. The economy scores rather low, 44, and this has to do with job opportunities and unemployment, job growth, GDP growth, general economic measures. That's among the lower scores. I mentioned 19 in opportunity, everyone sharing in the wealth. And then in crime and corrections, it's actually sort of right in the middle, 29. So that's a look at both crime in general and how the prison systems are running. Are they overcrowded? What's the percentage of people incarcerated? That sort of thing. So kind of a middle number. And all of those numbers kind of balance out to a nice even 29 for the overall rank.
Except, Mark, you have to take into account in Illinois, most of the people in jail are former governors of the state of Illinois. So...
Well, I was going to mention
that. We rank number one in that.
Yay. Right.
Yeah. We didn't calculate indictments in this. But.
Oh, all right.
All right. So overall, the state of Illinois is ranked what?
So let me make sure I'm looking at this clearly. It is 29.
Out of
50.
Out of 50.
Oh, out of the 50 states. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Yep,
room for improvement, but who's at the tail?
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, we view all this as sort of measures of what things could use some fixing up and where there are, you know, things to brag about. And, you know, competitively speaking, there's things that all states can do to, you know, sort of up their game. So hopefully this provides some motivation for, you know, progress in various areas.
Just so we can feel a little better about ourselves, who's towards the bottom, like the 40s and 50?
Well, the Deep South states have a certain distinction in this ranking, which is that most of them are there at the bottom. That has to do with levels of health care, public education, the economy in general. So you've got Louisiana, Mississippi at the bottom, and a number of southern states at the bottom. Also New Mexico, which was interesting to me, sort of in the lower tier there. Kentucky, West Virginia, Alaska. Alaska is also there. That's not south. But, you know, mostly southern states in the bottom. And the top states range across the country. You've got Massachusetts, number one in the Northeast. You've got Washington State, number five in the West Coast. You've got Iowa, Minnesota in the top 10.
Iowa kind of surprises me because it sounds like a lot of the wealthier states were at the top of the list, but that's not necessarily the case.
Well, Iowa scores really well in healthcare and education. You know, they have the highest high school graduation rate in the country, in the public schools. The test scores are pretty good. So they rank number eight in education, number five in healthcare, and number six in opportunity. So there's a sort of an equity in sharing among. They're up there, and then. A couple of mountain states, Colorado and Utah, are in the top 10, and those are mainly economic indicators. The economy in Colorado is just going gangbusters, businesses moving in there and people moving into work, and so it's the economy that really catapulted Colorado to the top 10.
Mark, are any points given for aesthetics and just general, like, things to do, museums, sports teams, that sort of thing, or is that not factor in?
No, so Indiana asked us why we didn't measure basketball. And I told Louisiana that if we considered food and music, they'd be a lot better off.
Oh, sure, of course.
But no, these are hard, cold, metrics in what I mentioned. But no, nothing about mountain vistas and beautiful lakes and serene paths.
Doesn't factor in. And then do you think, will a state look at these numbers and say, wow, I knew we weren't scoring well in this department, but we're 48 out of 50. We got to do something. Do you think any state will take action based on this and say, all right, here's a hole here and a hole here. We got to plug these holes.
Well, I'd like to think so. When I was speaking with Louisiana about the numbers, their health insurance is rather low. But apparently within the last year, they've instituted some expansion in Medicaid. Who knows what will happen to that what's going on now. But so, you know, there's the possibility that they may actually show some gains from year to year just by virtue of what's happening lately. And, yeah, I mean, everyone looks at their own place and sees what's going on. But when you have a chance to sort of measure yourself against others, you have a clearer picture of, you know, where you might make some gains. You know, in the spirit of democracy, this is all about offering people, you know, good ideas for doing better things. And we'll do these rankings every year, so there will be an opportunity to, you know, see who's moving where, up or down, And we hope it's a benchmark for progress. That's the idea.
Good.
Mark Silva on the line with us, assistant managing editor of Best States Ranking. You can go to usnewsandworldreport.com. I don't have the website here. Where's the best place to find this study?
usnews.com, usnews.com/news/best-states. How's that for a mouthful?
Just Google it.
If you go to the site, usnews.com, you'll find it.
Perfect. Very interesting. Before we let you go, I want to make everybody feel better in Illinois. I guess you said overall, out of all the 50 states, we're ranked 29. But this is something that I would like to share according to this report. Illinois has one of the best internet speeds.
Good.
And the lowest suicide rates.
Excellent.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Pretty good. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Check it out online.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Silva, assistant managing editor of Best State Rankings. Very interesting information there.
Can I tell you how Wisconsin did? Because everybody in Illinois makes fun of Wisconsin.
I'm going to guess not as good as us, or you wouldn't have brought it up, right? If they did better than us, it would look terrible.
Wisconsin ranks 16th among the U.S. states overall.
It did?
16th.
How about that? Good for them.
It's because of the cheese curds. 5th for government efficiency and transparency, and it ranks among the best states for crime and corrections.
Interesting.
Never would have thunk it.
Yeah. All right. So they're 16 and we're 29?
Yeah. Wow. We've got some work to do. I'm surprised we're not lower.
You know, I am too. I really am. I thought the number was going to be somewhere in the mid-30s.
But again, it's state overall. Yeah. Chicago's the one dragging it down.
Yeah, maybe. All right. We'll take a quick break, and then there's a lot more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.